Agenda item number 17, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2019 strategic plan and financial forecast by Jim Forte, Planning and Development Manager, and David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
A few years back, we received requests from two different groups, one being the Board of Directors, that they would like to see the budget more than one time a year when you ratify it in July. At the same time, we were getting requests from customers, is there any way you can get your draft budget numbers out earlier to us so that we can plug them in our municipal budgets going forward? So a couple years ago, we started updating you in April. This is kind of the fence post of the budget, if you will, but I think we've got a pretty good rough draft on what the system rate looks like going forward next year. We'll continue to finalize this, get it in a draft to where we can present it to our customers in July, and we're still trying to formalize those dates and those locations, and then we'll be back to you at the July board meeting to ratify, to review and ratify just like normal. Jim?
The budget process, it did work, uses our strategic plan as its foundation. If you look at our mission statement, the root words of develop, manage, and protect come out of our enabling legislation, and then the guiding principles and the goals give us the background to where we look at the assignment of resources, the allocation of and prioritizing of projects. Everything that you'll find in the budget that you adopted last year, the budget that you'll adopt this year, ties back to not only either one of these goals, and then underneath these goals there are objectives and strategies, and that document was in your packet that you approved last year. That document is being revised as we go through the preparation of this budget. We'll bring back a revised strategic plan with annotations of where we've made edits and changes and additions, and have you adopted it in July when you adopt the budget. But this is what we're using as the roadmap for us to go forward, and the expenditures that David Thompson will talk to you about all feed from this document. And I can answer any questions you have this time. Like I say, we'll have a very formal presentation on any changes in July.
Any questions?
I do want to add one more to Mr. Collinsworth's comment, is that if you do have questions or any comments after this meeting, please direct them to him and we'll definitely get you some answers if you have something. What's that? And that's because they're catching us. So I want to take a look at some of the assumptions that we have in the FY19 budget. As you probably know, we do not include interruptible water, and that is because by the time we get approval from the board in October, the budget has already been approved in July. So that's the reason why we're not including that. Systems operation permit water is in the 2019 or 2020 budget. It's when we plan to sell it. We did have 7,000 acre feet that was contracted with the city of Abilene, and we're utilizing $1.3 million in rate stabilization reserve in the 2019 budget. Some expenses. Assumptions, we're using an employee cost index of 2.1 and then the merit pool of 2.9. That's tracks to about a 5% per year that we use. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers gave us a $1.5 million increase from last budget, and that's the main reason why I'm using the rate stabilization reserve this time. So let's take a look at some of the numbers. And as you can see with the SysOps, There's the bump in revenue that we get from it. Our expenses are tracking pretty close to our salaries and benefit increases. The capital expenditures down here are increasing, and a lot has to do, we're putting more money in for Allen's Creek, and then the Tanner Gates that we just talked about. There is plans to start borrowing money in the 2020 period. And what I want to talk a little bit about is we've used the rate stabilization reserve, and it's served its purpose. We've now have breached a gap to where it looks like we might not have to use it going forward. The rates are starting to stabilize. They can cover our working capital needs. So this is kind of a busy slide, but it really shows the balancing act we have to do to get the debt coverage and our reserves balanced. You can see the rates increase up here. And they track to a 3%, but that was basically planned to keep, try to match not only the 5 years, but what we see further out for other capital expenditures that we need to make.
David?
Yes?
Going back one slide.
Sure. Yes, sir.
We've got some awful big capital projects going for the next 5 years.
Right.
Does that include Allen's Creek, et cetera? Is that kind of the projection there? Where, are those the things that are already in place that we've got to pay for?
This does include Allen's Creek.
It doesn't?
It does.
It does, okay.
And in the tune of anywhere around $10 million per year here.
So those bond proceeds are for Allen's Creek?
They start using for Allen's Creek. And we would probably set that up for Allen's Creek based on what we can get with Texas Water Development Board, things like that. Jim won't say anything. But also in here is the Tanner Gates we talked about too. The $14 million, we have that baked into these numbers as well, and other projects we have. Does that help you with there? Okay.
It includes all of the capital projects that would be in the back of your budget book that we refer to as PIWs. And in the future, we'll be pulling those out and putting them in a capital improvement plan so you can follow along more closely exactly what those projects look like, because there's going to be additional rehabilitation on dams. There's going to be the pipeline that connects Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse Hollow. There's going to be Allen's Creek. There's going to be the Tanner Gates. So there's in a 3 to 5 year period, we have a lot of large construction, a lot of large capital heavy improvement projects that we're going to be diving into. Does that answer your question, Director Bell?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just want to take a comparison of the 2 years and that kind of a reconciliation to show what's going on. You can see up here we have basically $3.3 million variance. One and a half of it is the Corps of Engineer. The other half is basically primarily salaries and benefit increases. Down here is the interest rate that we're getting that Peter was talking about. The rates keep going up. That is a big variance there. We're between the two budgets. And as the Fed continues to raise the rates, we'll be making more money off of our investment portfolio. So the rate's going to be at 76.5, a 3.4% increase. And then taking a look again, what that did, you can see the variations. We're at 79 if we didn't use the rate stabilization reserve. And then at 2020, we're at 79. So it served its purpose in getting us to the goal we wanted to keep that even growth of the rate. To try to cap to pay for prepaying of all these capital budgets that we've got coming up, projects. So what's left to do? We still need to make sure the Corps of Engineers numbers are right and or that they're the numbers we're going to use for 2019. We still have some more customer cost reimbursable customers we need to meet with to finalize. Sugarland contract that we just won. We need to make sure our budget's got everything in it that's in there. The withdrawal of the operation of Brushy Creek, we need to make sure we've captured all cost and anything that meets in 2019. We do have our customer meetings in mid-July, And then once we finalize all the above, we'll be ready to give you a report in July 30th. Was there any questions?
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.